What time is it? It's Connor time! Hi, this is Connor with the weekly news roundup. St. Mary's Roundabout petition presented to Isle of Wight Council, but work will not be stopped. A petition to halt the St. Mary's Roundabout works has been presented to the Isle of Wight Council, but the project will continue as planned. A petition launched at the end of September before the roadwork started was debated at last week's full council meeting. More than 3,100 people signed the petition. However, with works already well underway, the wording was subsequently changed, urging the council to reconsider its decision-making approach in the future. Four soldiers killed at Fort Redoubt won't be forgotten, thanks to the efforts of one West White man. The memory of four soldiers killed in a tragic accident at Fort Redoubt on June the 25th, 1901, is being kept alive by a West White man who is now trying to contact their families. Simon Hatch, who has been tending the graves for 3 years, says, "It would be nice to put some proper stone edging around the graves to make them stand out. I'm also hoping for future owners for Fort Redoubt to get to know the story and continue to look after them." The signs are up at the Isle of Wight's first Burger King restaurant. Burger King, anyone? The Isle of Wight's first Burger King branch is set to open within weeks, and the signs are now up at the restaurant. The burger chain is coming to the Copland's Bridge Leisure Park, between KFC and the new The Gym. Burger King has yet to announce when the doors will be open to customers, but it looks likely people will be able to enjoy the chain's famous Whopper before Christmas. I'm looking forward for the restaurant opening so I can stuff my face at the Whopper I haven't had in years. So that's it from me this week with your weekly news roundup. Catch you next time. You've been Connored.